Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded for April the 2nd, 2022. We're going to talk about a real issue. It is huge issue, and actually I have found that most people just can't deal with it. So normally I try to avoid it only because I don't really have an audience that can understand what I'm about to offer to you. It is a very difficult thing to be a parent, and it is a very difficult thing for most people to understand the influence of their parental guidance, as it were, and there isn't much of it. Also, in my work, in everything that I do, there is a great deal of, shall we say, misconception about parents and what their role is and what they offer to their children. There's just so much misunderstanding about it all. Parenthood is nothing to take lightly. In fact, it is one of the most important offerings a couple can make, is being a good parent. The problem is the enthusiasm and the, emotionality that absolutely impulses us to have sex and make children is not the one that helps us raise those children or teach those children just basic living skills and whatever else, exploring beyond the beyond, as it were. So parents, they get done getting their jollies off by having sex with people, men, women, not knowing who these people really are and not really taking responsibility for having children, the power of having them, and then what happens afterwards. Most people just enjoy the act of making the child sexually and do not really think in terms of, oops, this is going to turn into a human being. Oops, this is going to be a responsibility. Oops, this is a human life. It is interesting here on our planet. We punish people vigorously and cruelly for their acts of unkindness, of killing one another. But we never really think that birthing a child is about the same as killing a person, especially when we are just not of the ilk to be a parent, a responsible parent. And that in and of itself is just, to me, a paradox that has brought about tremendous pain and suffering in this world. So parents become a big part of the process of working upon oneself. At least that is what has been my experience. And when I am working with a new person, or I'm working even with students I've had for years, the parent thing keeps coming up over and over and over again. It's ugly and it never goes away. And they never transcend it. They never see it for what it is and allow it to be released from them. It's a part of their biology. It is their biology. Your mother and father are your biology. Your mother and father live your life for you as biology, whether you know that or not. They are the guiding principle of your entire life. You were born, well, let's go even further. You were conceived, you were born, and you live by the human body that they produced, and you will die from that whole thing as well. So you have to look at it and ask yourself, who are these people? Why are these people so important? And what is the meaning of them in my life? And so I get questions from not students so much. They kind of know where I stand with their parents. I never really get to meet my students. I get to meet their parents. And that in and of itself is really, really sad and frustrating at times. I have struggled with that in my career. Now I'm at peace with it all because I realize there is nothing I can do. First question comes from Kathy in Nevada. She says, how should I, quote, unquote, love my parents? I look at them as nothing but, I want to leave the word out. The word is, stupid and ignorant. That's what she used. Kathy, your parents live in another world, not a world you can enter into, and your world is one that they can't enter into. So right there, you're kind of at odds. But you must understand what you call stupid and maybe foolish may not be to them. Maybe that's the best they have to offer. And maybe it would be really good for you to listen to what they say. I don't know how old you are. You don't tell me in your email, but I will assume you're kind of a reasonable adult. You have to understand they're there in your life for purposes and reasons that move beyond the confines of what you can believe in and what you think is right and what you think is wrong. The parent figure is there to hopefully guide you into your potential, into the meaning of your potential, not just to teach you how to be polite or how to be acceptable to society, but actually to teach you how to awaken. I am sure your parents are not of that ilk, and if they are and you're protesting it, well, maybe you should listen to it, I don't know. But this I do know. You are drawn to your parents and your parents were drawn to you. You have lived with these people as these people in many different forms in many past lives. This whole life is much bigger than what we can conceive of and perceive through our five senses. So if you really want to see the meaning of your life, if you really want to understand the nature of your life, if you want to maybe understand what they're going through, ask yourself this question. What do I put my parents through in order to live with me? What do I put my parents through in order to live with me? Now that is a very important question. In fact, that's an important question for all of us in many different ways. But that is the question you need to ask. What did you put them through? What is it that you find so objectionable about what they're saying and how they're trying to teach you? And if you feel that it is keeping you from your heart, keeping you from love, keeping you from creativity, keeping you from your own spiritual awakening, then obviously you need to rebel. But I doubt if any of those things are a matter of anything in your life or their life, and I am sure they are just wanting you to survive. And they're teaching you survival skills and trying to get you to believe in yourself so you can survive. And they are probably at odds with themselves, if they're like most parents, with how to do that and what you're going to turn out to be and how that looks to the neighbors. You know, what will the neighbors think of you if you turn out less than society would have you be, yada, da, yada, da. So you have to see it from the perspective of third person. And until I see things from the perspective of third person, I don't really understand what is going on. Only when I see it in third person do my assumptions drop, my presumptions drop, and I can see what is really occurring. And I hope you will give yourself that opportunity. I do. I don't know your parents. I don't know you, but don't let them and yourself be a problem. Let love live you. Please forgive me. Namaste. I can go into my own parents and understand. If I'd had only a little more information, I didn't want to be assumptive about that. The next one comes from Jean. Does not tell me where Jean lives. I don't know if it's a male or a female. Jean says, right off the bat, I'm a parent. Now, I don't want to make the same mistakes my parents made with me. What do I do? I don't know if your parents made mistakes with you. I have listened to this kind of stuff all of my life. I've been a teacher for over 50 years. I have heard this almost all of my life from students. Well, you know, they taught me this. I don't know how much they taught you, how much you assumed and what you believed in. I don't know. I really don't know. But you don't want to be like your parents? Well, the old Henny Youngman joke really comes into play here. Henny Youngman was a Jewish comedian who used to play the violin. He was very, very funny to me, and he had a lot of Zen one-liners. He goes, one of his jokes, of course, and I tell this to my students all the time, "Hey, Doc, it hurts when I do that." And the doctor says, "Hey, don't do that." That's the end of it. You see, if you don't want to be like your parents, don't be like your parents. If you don't want your children to turn out like your parents, don't teach them what your parents taught you. And there are things you need to understand about all of this. There is genetics involved. There is impulse that is involved. And you have to understand these things play a huge role in the child's life. And so the impulses that the child is going to get are going to come from you and the father. So it isn't like you have a clean slate. You also have the child's karma to deal with. And no one knows what that is. To raise a child is not to raise a child. It is to discover a child. To discover what is going on within that child. And to maybe enjoy it. And the parts that you see that trouble you, to be able to talk about it. But the whole idea is to teach the child the consequences of living without love, authentic love. To me, that's the big one. And if you don't teach a child the consequences of a lack of love, a lack of authentic love, and what happens when we live our life without love, then there's a lot of sorrow and pain that is occurs in both our life and the life of the mother and father that have to witness all of this or even pay for it even. So if I were you, I would do what Henny Youngman said, don't do that. When you see yourself acting out like your mother or your father would, simply don't do it. And when you realize that you are doing it, apologize. You have to set up a relationship with the child where it is understood what the two of you are seeking to accomplish, which is love. It isn't about just an education. It is about awakening. If a person raises their child strictly in the tiger mother mentality, you will find that that mentality will not serve the child well. While giving them a very good living, it will also produce a very sick person. I'm out of here. Hope that helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, this is our first week here in April. Here we are in April already. Who'd have thought? Anyway, I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.